Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. I'm trying to think. I know I've done the pub crawl tour at least once or twice on a boat where they kind of drop you off from one place to another. Right. And then by the third time, you're like, yeah, I don't need the tour, really.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. In for Vince Petrano, here's Eric Bilstad.
Eric in for Vince. Vince is off. He's getting his daughter, bringing her home from school. Michelle Richards is here. Spent a lot of time on the Riverwalk or kayaking on the Milwaukee River.
Such a beautiful area. Yeah. I love the Riverwalk when I can get down there in the summertime, maybe sit out on a patio somewhere.
It's amazing how many people you see kayaking, right? Like just kind of rolling through that area.
Yeah.
Lots of people do it. They love it. Well, unfortunately, there will be a week in July when you can't. We're learning the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has this story that the Secret Service has told some of the boat companies on the Milwaukee River that, yeah, we're shutting down the river for the RNC. So in the middle of July, the river will be shut down. Secret Service says they're going to shut it down for the RNC completely to all recreational and commercial traffic. And that's really all the details some of these boat owner companies have been given. It makes sense. I know that there's some disappointment there because you're losing revenue whenever you have your company is told to shut down or can't operate. But it makes sense given the security perimeter that we would anticipate that they would have to shut down portions of the Milwaukee River.
Right, because you can't exactly police. Well, you could take a police boat out there probably, but a lot harder to monitor.
I'm trying to think. I know I've done the pub crawl tour at least once or twice on a boat where they kind of drop you off from one place to another. Right. And then by the third time you're like, yeah, I don't need the tour really. Just I'll take the pints, but I don't need to walk through another brewery tour. I can just enjoy myself. But still fun for those who want to
just enjoy
it.
The boat ride.
Yeah, well, you can do that too. You just can't do it that week during the RNC. The river will be closed. It's 7:15. Lots to get to in sports. Greg Pancake Hill has sports next.
Now, time for a sports update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Greg Hill.
Do you have a baby shower planned for Sunday, September 15th? How about a birthday party on October 6th? Thanksgiving plans? Well, cancel them because the Packers are playing. The NFL schedule officially out, travel plans also being made.
Following a week one matchup Friday night against the Eagles in Sao Paulo, Brazil on September 6th, the Packers return home for the home opener against the Colts in week two, one of eight noon kickoffs on the schedule. Packers fans are likely to invade Nashville Sunday, September 22nd in week three against the Titans. Other marquee games include a visit from the San Francisco 49ers in Week 12, followed by a Thanksgiving night matchup against the Miami Dolphins in Week 13. In total, the Packers will be featured in primetime on five occasions. The bye week is scheduled for Week 10. Greg Matzik, WTMJ Sports.
Yeah, three preseason games, two on the road, one at home against the Baltimore Ravens for the Pack. August 24th for that game. We go to the ice. Ads Griffins in the AHL Central Division Finals. Griffin scored early, about 5 minutes in the first period. 10 minutes after that.
Winners in the 3-1 series win against Rockford. Up the middle, here's a break for LaRue. LaRue shoots and scores! That is his sixth goal of the postseason. Who's having a better May than Zach LaRue?
There's never been a hockey highlight that doesn't sound like the announcer's eating the microphone. Only out of necessity. It's a great call. You have to. But when the whole arena's losing their minds and you have to match the intensity, that's just how they go. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the Ads dropped the game. One of their best of five series, 4-2. That's okay. Game two is on Monday night at Panther Arena. And some sports briefs after a whooping of the Pirates Wednesday afternoon. The Brewers off today, heading to Houston to take on the Astros tomorrow night. That is a three-game series. And the PGA Championship at Valhalla Golf Club in Louisville, Kentucky. The second major tournament of the golf season, I should say, has just begun.
And Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold joins us for Brewers 360 at 7:45. Thanks, Greg. 7:18. There's a lot happening today. We'll tell you a little bit on when you should be prepared for some road closures because of the vice presidential debate. We'll get there. I'm sorry, not debate. Vice presidential visit. We'll get you all those details coming up after the break and what we can expect when President Biden and former President Donald Trump go mano a mano. And someone from the 920 texting in on the WDTMJ Talking text line saying, Aha only has one song. How can that be?
No, they have a whole album.
Do they really?
Yeah, they had a whole album.
I only know the one.
Yeah, well, that's the only, they're one-hit wonders as far as any kind of big hits. But yeah, they had a whole album.
And you listen to it on the old Spotify sometime, huh?
maybe.
Awesome. Hey, I respect it. If you'd like to share your guilty pleasure band, please do so. 855-616-1620. There it is. You know, had you really been on your game, Pancake, you would have had like a deep cut Aha tune.
Yeah, you're right. The thing is, I don't know any other Aha.
So Vice President Kamala Harris will be in town today, Michelle. She lands around 11 o'clock. So obviously that means there could be some closures. And what they do with this is they never share exactly what their route is going to be, whether they're taking the Hone or whether they're taking 94. We don't know that. But she will be in downtown proper. We do know that around the midday. So anyone who's going to be in downtown Milwaukee during the midday, just be prepared. Not only are there going to be supporters who show up at a location that is not public yet, but we'll also have street closures as well, per the usual, right? We've been asked when she's going to be leaving, and it sounds like she is going to be leaving for Chicago around 2:30-ish. So again, same deal. There'll be road closures and whatnot when she leaves as well. So vice president in downtown Milwaukee today.
At least it's not during rush hour, right?
Yeah, that's true. You're right. We've had that too in the past with presidential visits. Speaking of the presidents, so this story broke yesterday during the program that debates had been agreed upon. President Biden and former President Donald Trump agreeing to hold two campaign debates.
These two men last debated back in October, right, of 2020. We all remember gathering with our friends and families on the couch to say, oh, God, I hope this doesn't happen again in 4 years.
All right. So here are when the debates are. One of them is in June. The other in September, CBS correspondent Skylar Henry.
The debates are not expected to include a live audience, and the Biden campaign wants moderators to be able to cut the mic to limit interruptions.
We can do it in a manner where the rules are enforceable and that the American people have the opportunity to actually hear from the candidates before they cast their ballots.
So they don't want crowds chanting or getting worked up or that kind of energy. The Biden camp said, no, let's just keep it mano a mano with a moderator.
I think they'll take care of all the interruptions and chaos themselves.
Right. We'll see. I'm sure there'll be some talking over each other. So one question I had yesterday when this was first announced, the first debate's June 27th, which first of all, June 27th, right? We're getting into the heat of summer. Like, who wants to be thinking about any of this? But anyway, so June 27th is the first debate. And it got me wondering, like, that seems early. So why are you debating so early?
Why are these two debating in June, more than 4 months before the election? Well, the campaign say it's because so many people now vote early. But the Trump team is also looking for a way to turn the page after his criminal trial ends, while Biden, who is trailing in many polls, could use a strong head-to-head performance to remind voters why they went for him over Trump in 2020.
CBS correspondent there, Nancy Cordes. Yeah, so the idea from the Biden camp is they want to make a push here, and they need to do it sooner than later. CBS's Aaron Navarro has more on that.
You look at some of the polling, their constituency, the base that got them elected in 2020, minority voters, younger voters, have shifted or just aren't as tuned in into this race yet. So they're hoping this early debate will help mobilize their base.
So two debates, one in June and the other in September. We'll see how many people are watching that. Meanwhile, taking place today, more on the hush money trial for former President Donald Trump. So they were off yesterday because they're always off on Wednesdays. They're also off tomorrow. Mr. Trump's son is graduating. That's part of the reason why they're just not going to have a hearing tomorrow. But we could see the prosecution rest its case today. Michael Cohen is expected back on the witness stand. And then it'll be, okay, well, who is the defense going to call? We may not learn that today. But when the defense takes over next week, who's who's taking the stand? Could we see the former president on the stand? Anyone else? Who will testify? It's a who's who. It could be anybody, but we'll find out at some point because the defense will let us know who they'll have. But today it'll be Michael Cohen again testifying and being crossed by the defense. It is 7:27. The crew just keeps adding new brewers. We'll ask the GM about it. Matt Arnold joins us for Brewers 360 at 7:45.
We know the cicadas are coming. They may already be out in some parts of the country, but I haven't seen any around my neighborhood yet.
A little bit further south, I think, to start, but they're creeping up this way.
Another part of the country, though, dealing with an invasion of earwigs. Ugh. I just don't like them. Also known as pincher bugs, California is the spot here. KCAL TV reporter Joy Benedict with that story.
Rain is the key as parts of Southern California saw more than 20 inches this winter. An enticement for the pesky pincher.
The environment is conducive for them to actually breed more.
Dr. Chow Yang Lee is an entomologist and professor at UC Riverside.
Their presence are very much associated with moisture. So drier years, you tend to see less of the earwigs.
But he says earwigs aren't really bothering anyone. They aren't bad for the environment or your home if you can stomach the sight.
They bother me.
So they're just ugly. Is why you don't like them.
They're just kind of creepy. I don't know. One time I reached into the mailbox and I pulled out the mail and there was one on the mail and I just...
Oh, and that mail never made its way into the house.
Dropped
just right
it,
to the garbage.
Ran screaming.
Isn't that interesting? That is it the name earwig? Or is it just because it looks like it has little pinchers on it that are going to pinch you a little bit?
I think it's the pinchers, yeah. And centipedes with all the legs. Too many legs.
Yeah.
I know they're good for you or for the house. They take care of other bugs.
Those hairy centipedes are good for the house?
Yes. You're not supposed to kill them. You're supposed to let
the
them...
ones that explode when you smash them, like those...
Yes.
Really?
You speak of with experience? You exploded these things? Well,
they have like, they're really like hairy legs.
Well, they're the ones with the million legs.
They got a lot of legs, but then they got a pincher on their butt.
Oh, well, not the pincher.
The little...
The centipede ones you're talking about.
Yeah.
And those, no way. I'll keep spiders in the house, but I ain't keeping those hairy... Long, they get so big, and then when you try to get rid of one, if it like explodes, it's like its defense mechanism or something. I don't know, either that or I'm just grabbing it really hard. Either way, we have to remove those from the house.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell that to my wife.
Oh yeah. No, I won't. I won't leave them either. I don't listen at all.
7:38. Yeah, like this song. Who's handsome?
Not bad.
They do have a sound. They do have a distinctive sound, so
yeah,
I recognize
right.
them.
They do. Okay, so tonight is a big to-do in Milwaukee, one that you could argue is like decades in the making. Tonight, in downtown Milwaukee, there will be an opening night gala for the new Baird Convention Center. They've been building the north end of this convention center for a long time now. It finally has been finished. It's been a long process. And tonight's the big reveal, so to speak. So they have a gala tonight with Idina Menzel. She's like the headliner. She's going to actually sing to 1,100 people that are going to be packed in the convention center.
That's my favorite part of the story.
Is that she's going to be there?
Yes.
So she's she was Elphaba in Wicked. She was also the voice of the Frozen Elsa.
She was in Rent, too.
Yep, she was in Rent. Yep, that was her first show, right? So she'll be there. And they're going to have a ribbon cutting earlier today. But what's important for the rest of us commoners is that if you'd like to see the convention site, you can do so on Saturday. So they're going to have it open to the public. And it's worth it. Vince and I took a tour of it a couple of months ago, and it was really cool. Like, there's a lot of just neat aspects to it that you're going to appreciate, and just different angles of the city that you've never seen before. The terrace they have, this outside terrace, is just going to be remarkable. We do have that on the old text line. So if you are interested in seeing what it used to look like a couple of months ago, just text the word tour, T-O-U-R, to the WDTMJ Talk and text line 855-616-1620, or get there on Saturday and see it for yourself. Matt Arnold joins us for Brewers 360 next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
The Brewers are off today after a big win over the Pirates. They take the series yesterday, dominating fashion yesterday afternoon, thanks to that rookie pitcher, Robert Gasser. More on that in just a second. Up next for the Brewers, the Astros starting tomorrow. Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Joining us on Thursdays, as he always does, is Matt Arnold from your Milwaukee Brewers, the general manager. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so we're going with Bobby Gass. We're thinking that that's likely the best nickname for Robert Gasser. Do you agree with that?
I like it. Yeah, I mean, it seems to fit. I mean, he's the gas man. I mean, he's been awesome, and he's throwing harder this year. So yeah, I like it.
So what's working for him? What's making him click? I mean, this is history, right? He's the first rookie to go 2-0 in his first two starts in the franchise.
Yeah, it's probably a combination of him, you know, just becoming a better pitcher. I mean, obviously that happens over time, but certainly he's becoming a really good pitcher, and his stuff is improving. And you know, obviously working with somebody back there, whether it's Gary Sanchez or William Contreras, you know, he's got good leadership behind the plate, and you know, trust the catcher to put down the signs that make the most sense for him. So yeah, he's been outstanding.
More changes to your roster as well, Matt. You bring up Chris Roller, is that it? Roller?
Yeah, yep.
And you're sending down Oliver Dunn. Just you want to get Dunn some more at-bats? Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. I mean, as you guys know, he's shown us really good flashes too. And again, this guy came right from AA to the big leagues, and so he hasn't even played a day in AAA yet. So it was a big jump for him. And we just want to make sure Ollie got the consistent at-bats in AAA, because he's shown flashes in big spots for us this year, and I think he has a chance to really help us in the future.
Whenever we, like, hire someone new at the company, like, they have to sit through some different training sessions and learn different things about insurance and security and whatnot. Do you have to do that with these rookies? Is there, like, an orientation for these guys when they come up? Do they have to, like, learn about the company?
Yeah, I think in different ways. I mean, hazing has certainly changed. You know, we don't do that anymore. But, you know, but back in the day, I think that happened a little more often. But no, these guys go through the ringer, you know, with, you know, Tom Flanagan, Cam Castro are guys who lead the minor league operations. They do a great job kind of acclimating these guys. And frankly, especially if you've signed internationally, you know, you have to learn how to speak the language. You have to know how to get around the country and how to order a happy meal, you know, all those kinds of things,
right,
when you first get here. And so just, you know where your locker is. And then from there, you know, how to become a major league player. And I think those guys do a great job at that.
Brewers general manager Matt Arnold joining us on Brewers 360.
Hey, Matt. Michelle here.
Hi, Michelle.
We've been talking this morning about guilty pleasure bands. So
okay.
for me, it was New Kids on the Block. They're dropping a new album tomorrow. We have, Debbie said Aha, I believe. Mm-hmm. We've heard Barry Manilow from the text line.
Smash Mouth was thrown out there.
Some 90s bands.
Debbie Gibson.
How about you? What's your favorite?
Oh, man. Wow. I mean, guilty pleasure. So it's just like, it's just something out there that, you know, I wouldn't normally listen to or something like that. I mean, I mean, you know, if I've had a tough day, I mean, I'll throw on some Rage Against the Machine.
There you go.
Eat it,
nice.
You know.
There you go. Bulls on parade, baby.
Just get fired up and get after it. But I'd probably go with that one, I guess. I like those guys for a long time.
Let's just hope that you don't have to play it too often, right? If we want something
no,
more calmer.
No, certainly. All
right, man. Well, have yourself a good weekend. Brewers are in first place, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Matt Arnold of your Milwaukee Brewers on Brewers 360. 749. The streaming continues for the NFL. What does it mean for your Green Bay Packers? That story next.
Idea Man.
I'm in Vegas, baby. I am in Vegas.
Innovator.
I'm out here for, there's a Badger, it's called the Badger Desert Classic. It's a golf tournament. Question for you boys, if you're getting your head beat in, do you just take it or do you chase?
And Packers Hall of Famer.
It has not been pretty so far for your boy.
Keep chasing them, man.
Talking
keep
about
going.
The golfer.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
All right, Tausch, quiz for you. What do all these networks have in common? CBS, NBC, Fox, ABC, ESPN, ESPN Plus, Peacock, Amazon Prime, NFL Network, YouTube TV, and now Netflix.
Well,
I would say there's a lot of things. They all try to put out good content. But I believe the answer, the correct answer, since we used to do Trivia Thursdays, is that the NFL carries all those things.
Yes.
The NFL is on every one of those streaming / cable / TV networks.
Yeah, Netflix now announcing a 3-year deal to put on exclusive NFL games on Christmas Day. What do you think?
Yeah, I got the sense, and there was always the NFL. When I started playing in 2000, we didn't even put a Sunday night game on because of the World Series. It was, okay, that's your time. The NFL has basically, and I got a little Johnson & Sons paver here. The NFL has basically said, we're paving over all y'all. We don't care what any of you do. NBA used to own Christmas.
Right.
Nah, we accidentally had Christmas games last year, and they were really good. So now, yeah, we'll take that. And Netflix, you're going to pay us a couple hundred million to put it on. So I think what the NFL has done really smartly is they see where young people are going. Everything is on your phone. It's streamed. But you understand you still have to make sure it's available to the masses. So what they've done is they've kept it, and they've just added piecemeal on. And I'm guessing the next time the TV rights / streaming rights come up, you'll see more and more go to Peacock and these other streaming services, and it's going to be less and less to CBS, Fox, and ABC.
Who's watching on Christmas Day? Like, and how, I guess.
Of us.
Well,
everybody.
It's such a huge family time, and people are busy with dinner and presents and all the things, and you guys still find time to watch the football.
So, Michelle, yeah, I think we've always had football on Thanksgiving, and that's, you know, sit at the meal. You know, you're going to sit down at the table. You're not watching. And then they added, it used to just be two games. Then they added a third primetime game. Then college football got into it. And if they weren't having success with it, they wouldn't be doing it.
Right.
So I thought last year, you know, Christmas Eve, I always thought, don't put games on Christmas Eve. That, you know, I guess that's just selfish from my standpoint, because our family, we do all the stuff Christmas Eve. And then about noon on Christmas, the kids open the presents, everything else. All right, we'll turn on, watch some football. I met the Packers, played the Dolphins on a Christmas Day. So the fact that it's a Wednesday is what's crazy to me, because the football calendar, all right, we'll stretch it. We'll put a game on Thursday. We'll give it to Amazon. We'll let them do their thing. And then if it fell on a Monday or a Sunday or Saturday, I understood. But this, make no mistake about it, this is telling the NBA and everybody else, doesn't matter if it's a Wednesday. I mean, there's no Wednesday
right.
football. And this is like what the MAC does on ESPN. They put a Tuesday night game to get some exposure. Here we go. So I think the numbers have indicated a lot of people are watching, and Netflix obviously believes that it's going to benefit them.
As always, there's one thing that decides all things, and that is the almighty dollar. Tausch, thank you, sir.
You bet. See ya.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Kohler Services. And the forecast, by the way, was sponsored by Dave Dre Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition.
With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings, when friends come to call.